had a skunk out there in the wood pile. Dog, you know, wouldn't leave it alone. We were over there, and Will got in there and dug it out, you know. Of course, you know, they dug the wood out, and that skunk butt sticking there, out there. Dad said, well, what are we going to do? We won't shoot him in the wood pile there. Pop said, well, just reach in there and grab him by the tail. Pull him out. He said, if you're holding them by the tail, they can't spray you.
Well, he said they'd got to get their hind legs on the ground to spray.
Yeah, that's what it was. Dad said, oh, that's right. He said, no,
he
son.
He didn't laugh at what he said.
He said, no, son, they can't touch the ground. They can't spray you. Really? Yeah. Just reaching there and grabbing by the tail. So Dad, you know, reaching there and pulls him out. Well, he's sitting up there holding him. I stand off on the side, about 5, 6 years old, something. I don't remember. Little. Dad standing there. I remember him looking at that skunk said, boy, you're right. That thing didn't do a thing by that, about that time. He went all over him. You know, there wasn't any gaseous form about his liquid. It went all over his face, all over his clothes. Man. Of course, Dad dropped that skunk. And of course, he got after the dogs. And the dogs started, you know how they do when the skunk gets after them.
Boy, they have got a
dad stunk for a week. Couldn't get smell out.
Around that anal orifice, they have got a circle of little tiny holes.
He got a good look at it.
And that's what they use. I witnessed that. I'm sitting there looking at that thing, and that all opened up, and I don't know how it works.
You know, the rest of us, we're sitting in there with the big satellite TV with the remote flipping through channels and saying, what's that on Discovery Channel? The anal orifice of a skunk. You know, all three of us would probably click on that channel. You just pass on. So I've already seen that.
That's all this show.
No, that's true. Right around that, there's just a little circle of little tiny holes. I always wondered how it worked.
You know, some people just kind of make a career out of debunking these myths. Good, it's good to find the truth, isn't it?